You know, praying in tongues is probably the most effective way to do spiritual warfare. If you really want to know how to pray against a situation, a place, or an institution, or a type of government, then praying in tongues is the most effective warfare that you can do. Speaks about it in Ephesians. Paul speaks about taking the helmet of faith. So, you know, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "Above all, take the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereon with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So let's break this down. Above all, taking the shield of faith. The Bible says, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what it says in Jude. Praying in the Holy Spirit is building yourself up on your most holy faith. Then it says, wherein you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. So with your most holy faith, you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. That's where your mind gets transformed. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So when you're speaking in tongues, what are you speaking? You're speaking the word of God. Taking the helmet of salvation. Having your mind transformed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What is the Word of God when you're praying in tongues? That's the Word of God that's being generated by the Holy Spirit. It's being formed by the Holy Spirit. When you speak in tongues, you're speaking the perfect will of God for the situation. So if you stand around in a circle with people and you say, "Let's pray for our nation," and then you start praying in tongues, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will start bringing prayer that's perfectly in line with praying for your nation. You'll get words of English and you'll speak them as well, but they'll be under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. And then you'll go back to speaking in tongues. And then you'll get a revelation of what the Lord wants you to speak, and you'll speak that in English. And those words will come directly from God. They will be rhema from God. They will be the word of God. They'll be the sword of the Spirit. And it says here, praying always with all prayer, or all types of prayer and supplication. How do you do that? In the Spirit. And watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication, making petitions to the Lord and speaking on behalf of other people. You can say to the Lord, "Lord, we want to pray about this community." And you start worshiping the Lord, you start praying in tongues, and the Holy Spirit will start formulating a prayer that's perfect for your community. If you want to pray for your town or your city or your state or your government, you can do the same thing. You can make supplication to the Lord that you pray for these things. And the Holy Spirit will formulate a plan according to God's will for that particular situation. That's the most effective warfare that you can do. You can stand in a circle and you can rant and rave. You can quote a whole lot of nice sounding scriptures. But if they're not generated by the Holy Spirit, where are they going to go? If they're not generated by the will of God for that particular situation, what are they going to do? The most effective way to get things done is to pray with the Holy Spirit guiding you and leading you into all truth. You may not understand what you're saying, but you are getting the job done. So if you gather together in little groups and you start praying in tongues and you start saying, "Father, we want to secure the kingdom of God in this town or in this community or in this state or in this or in your nation, then God will do that. But he wants you to partner with him. He doesn't want you going off and praying your own prayers, which you might think sounds good, but it may not be appropriate for God's will. That's the key to success, is finding out, what do you think, God, for this particular thing? What's your perfect will for this particular situation? Asking God and letting the Holy Spirit formulate the plan through praying in tongues. You don't have to do much. All you have to do is let the Holy Spirit use your tongue to speak out the Word of God, the inspired Word of God, which comes from the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. So we'll leave it there.